Watching earnings that are coming after the last quarter, we've really seen some positive results in healthcare, but Tenet Healthcare has been conspicuous. I mean, the stock was already up 29% coming into earnings. It's up, I think, over 50% in the last 52 weeks. So the earnings were just outstanding. $4.72. That is that's almost double what was expected in revenues beat. Ron Rentmeyer is the executive chairman of Tenet and the CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. You know, when we started out, almost a year ago, looking back, especially to the second quarter of last year, you were really handicapped. I mean, you were holding a bunch of beds and for people who were going to get COVID and they didn't show up, and a lot of these elective surgeries could not take place. Has everything turned around now?
Well, I don't know if it's totally turned around. I mean, I think that we still have a fair number of COVID patients across our system. We peaked at over 3,000 cases December, January, which was actually higher than our July peak. And we're down now to slightly under 2,000. So the good news is the cases have turned and the trend is down. But it's still real. It's still out there. We're hopeful with the vaccination process picking up speed that, that does create, obviously hope for people. But the reality is that it's happening. And I think the vaccination process has been incredibly good so far. And, the returns would suggest that people are dealing with it well. So we're hopeful that continues and the cases will keep going down. But I think we have a ways to go before people should relax and decide they don't need to wear masks and they don't need to continue to think about social distancing. It is our view that that's going to continue for many months, until the vaccination at least hits, 80% of the population, which I think is a ways out. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. How much is the proliferation of these treatments? I'm thinking remdesivir and things like that. How much has that helped out? I mean, it's cut the mortality rate, right?
Yeah, I would say that a couple things about that. One, we have gotten obviously much better, at how we treat patients and how we deal with someone who comes in with COVID. If you think back to the very early days back in April when it was a bit chaotic and, we were dealing with something that we weren't even sure what we were totally dealing with. I think the approach, the medical approach from our teams, our medical teams, our doctors, the learnings, you really have to be a learning organization to understand this. We still have almost daily communication across all of our hospital organizations going through what's going on, et cetera. So we've gotten better at treating the patient. Some of the different things you talk about, like remdesivir and other things, have obviously come online and have been proven helpful. Some of that's the timing of when you're able to deploy it. And I think that we've just become better at dealing with it. The age level of infection has gone down in terms of the patients that we're seeing. So that's helpful too, because obviously if you're a bit younger, you tend to respond quicker. Your system tends to seem to be stronger to deal with it. So I think it's a convergence of many issues, not just one thing. We're pleased with those improvements because obviously it's helping.
Yeah. Well, what about you as a corporation? Like I said, you had to shut down a lot of your ambulatory care facilities. A lot of these, what's been called elective surgery centers, were shut down. Are you back open across the board now?
Yeah, and remember, elective surgery just means scheduled surgery.
Right.
So if you go through an emergency room and you're taking right into surgery, that's not considered elective. It's not scheduled. So the majority of most surgery is scheduled. Therefore, the majority of most schedule is elective. I would say at our surgery centers across the board, we're better than 90% compared to what we were in 2019. So we have a ways to go. The acuity tends to be, the complexity of the case tends to be a bit higher than it was in comparison. Hospital surgeries are back up above, 85%. That includes outpatients. So we are doing better than we were, obviously. We're still not back to pre-COVID levels. The ER is still, visits are still down. I mean, there are still people that are avoiding coming to a hospital because they're concerned about COVID. And interestingly enough, I would say that I've been in several hospitals in the last several months visiting our employees and medical staff, and I would tell you that there's probably not a safer place in town than a hospital, because for the most part, you know, we are very buttoned up. You know, our masking, social distancing rules, hand sanitizer, our cleaning systems, how we isolate COVID patients. I mean, it is a very safe environment. And I think that's true for the entire industry.
Right.
So
can you see the future now? I mean, it was almost impossible to give guidance 9 months ago because nobody knew how long this was going to go, how bad it was going to be, when we were going to, you know, return to normal. I don't know that we know all those answers yet. But when you talk to your analysts that follow your stock, can you give them guidance?
Yeah, we did this today when we announced our earnings. We did announce our guidance with a midpoint of, from an EBITDA standpoint, of $3 billion for next year. You know, a little up, obviously, an improvement from 2019, and an overall improvement from the standpoint of where we are today. That includes very, very little, if any, CARES Act money. So, I mean, what we're saying is that I think we're prepared to put that out there. Obviously, we're not out of COVID, and we can't say that there won't be another surge. You know, Easter's coming, right? Another big family event. Hopefully people will be careful. You know, this weekend on Valentine's Day is a little bit less of a crowd gathering. But, you know, I do worry about Easter. I think that the vaccine will help, and I think people are aware. But, you know, really, we gave guidance on the basis that we believe the trends will continue to be improving. And, you know, again, when you say, can you see the future, I think we have a belief on what we think it will be, and we just have to stick to that and stay very focused. Our people have done an incredible job of keeping control of this and managing the infection rate and managing our patients in a very, very safe manner. So I'm incredibly proud of our team. And across the board, every employee had to chip in and get this thing done, and they've done a great job. But we can't rest. We can't step back, and we can't declare victory yet because we're not there. But we get that.
Yeah. So. Speaking of your employees, you know, I think back, in especially in periods of economic downturn, I'd talk to Outplacement Services or John Challenger, a frequent guest on the show, and I'd say, where are the jobs? Where are the jobs? And he said, healthcare. He said, that's the growth business. Those are well-paying jobs. They just can't find enough workers. That's the growth area. Is that still true?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, look, I think there's still a nursing shortage. We need to continue to, you know, help bring new people into that career path. It's a great career, a great path. I mean, I think people who want to give back and people who are suited for that, it's an outstanding opportunity. And obviously a challenge. Clearly, you know, we always need more medical professionals, more physicians, and more specialists. So, yeah, I think it's a very good thing. But there are other jobs in healthcare. I mean, healthcare is made up of a composite of everything, whether it's food service, whether it's, you know, people to ensure infection controls, mm-hmm. janitorial. I mean, the list is endless. And you know, we employ some outstanding employees across our entire system that I have really delivered. So it's a great career. It's a great opportunity. And it is, you know, it's a great career path. So I think that your statement about, is that true? It is. I think it's an area that will continue to have great opportunities for people who are interested in that type of work.
What about Tenet Healthcare? Are you a growth business? You still growing?
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, we are still growing. You know, we've been slowed down a bit during COVID. I mean, we'd be silly not to say we are. But, you know, our numbers are not quite back up to 2019. But our projection over the next 3 years is to clearly continue to grow the company at a reasonable pace. Ambulatory will grow quicker. It's, you know, the concept of surgery centers, surgery hospitals, will probably grow faster as more surgical type activity moves into the outpatient and into the surgery centers. But there will always be a need for hospitals. There will always be a need for inpatient services. Because, you know, people think about orthopedics, for example. If I'm going to get a knee replaced, I'm going to go to a surgery center. That's true. But if you have other comorbidities, you have other kinds of complications, maybe it's better to do it inside a hospital. So all of that is evaluated, and I think that, you know, relative to the company as a, as an enterprise, we believe we're going to have very steady growth and with a good return to our shareholders.
Ron Rittenmeyer.
We're changing the face of the company, too, because we are becoming much heavier as an ambulatory business-based business than a hospital business, but they're still very important to each other.
And do you think that it's accelerated, been accelerated by the pandemic?
Not necessarily. I think the pandemic, gave an opportunity for people to get to surgery centers in certain markets where, you know, hospitals were really jammed up with COVID and couldn't provide those kind of services. But I think on balance, the move has been, it's a lower cost solution than a hospital. It's a more comfortable environment, and it's usually you're in and out, right? You go in the morning, the procedure's done, and hopefully by the end of the day, you're going home. Sometimes you spend the night. That does happen. But rarely do you spend more than one night. So it's built to be something that we believe procedure safe, can be done effectively. And as, you know, science moves forward and technology moves forward, it's a perfect setting for people to get things done that they need to.
Yeah.
And it's a lower cost alternative.
Yeah.
So it does fit the need.
I agree. It's patient friendly. I know. Ron Rittenmeyer is the executive chair and CEO of Tenet Healthcare. Thank you for the time. It's always good to visit with you.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for more of our conversation with Mr. Rittenmeyer. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.